Wisconsin law says a person has to be 21 to drink alcohol. Cops like Mike Hansen, who work for the Madison Police Department, know what's on the books isn't always what's happening in the streets. He says underage drinking can create problems, things like accidents, juvenile crime, addiction.
The less available it is to people under 21, the less problems that the Madison Police Department sees.
For years, young adults, even middle schoolers, have found ways to get around the rules. Fake IDs, older siblings, and sneaking into the parents' liquor cabinet are age-old ways to obtain what's legally off-limits. A nonprofit group funded by distillers is hoping to dry up some of these sources through public service announcements that sound like this. In the television spot, distinctive music plays in the background while a teen takes a liquor bottle from an unlocked cabinet.
We're working to keep alcohol away from kids. You can help. Find out how. Together, let's stop underage drinking.
The effort to curb underage drinking comes from the Century Council. The campaign kicked off in Madison and will go statewide, eventually beyond. Century Council spokeswoman Shannon Adams says the campaign will include tip sheets for adults who purchase liquor. It will tell them how to keep alcohol away from minors.
This is about everyone needing to step up to the plate. It's not about pointing fingers. It's about everyone has a role to play. It's adults, coaches, teachers, parents, certainly the tiers of the liquor industry.
Liquor clerks will be encouraged to wear educational buttons. They display survey results showing 65% of underage youth who obtain alcohol get it from family or older friends. That's with and without permission. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.